I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Most people who love birds are content to occasionally fill their bird feeders and see whatever comes along. Other bird watchers devote hours every day to keeping an eye out for the birds in hopes of a rare sighting. Mark Pearson is in the second category. He's the community officer for London's Wildlife Trust, and he and a friend were out walking the other day.
Okay, we were in Hackney in East London. More specifically, the East Reservoir Community Garden. It's a beautifully diverse site of reed beds and open water. And I happened to be walking along the river, in fact, when we came across the bird. This bird was a very cold grey-brown colour with just a buffy wash to the throat and the breast. And we immediately thought, this looks like a Siberian chiffchaff. This was a big surprise discovery. Luckily enough for us, we watch the area pretty much daily. And it's one of the very best birds we've actually turned up in the area, if not the best. Now, for the first couple of days, the bird did not call, which was quite frustrating, to say the least. But an easy way to get around that was to get an MP3 file of Siberian chiffchaff diagnostic call. Now, having got that onto my mobile phone, I then took the mobile phone up to where the bird was, and thankfully, the bird instantly called back. In fact, it actually came straight over to us, sat above us in a tree, and continued to call. But I can give you the very call which I played to the bird, which actually pulled the bird straight over towards us. Here we go. It could easily be mistaken for a squeaky chair. You're in a very high-pitched contact call of the Siberian chiffchaff, which varies greatly from the other subspecies of chiffchaff. For example, the nominate race, Colibita, which has a very different contact call, which is inflected, so that bird would go. And now this bird has a somewhat more melancholy and slightly down-slurred call, but they responded beautifully to the wonders of modern technology. So every year you would have very small numbers of species. For example, like yellow-browed warbler, birds which breed in Siberia and traditionally winter on the Indian subcontinent. However, a very small amount often get blown off course in different directions to perhaps pioneer new breeding areas, pioneer new wintering areas, and that's possible. This is what's happened with our bird as well, but luckily for us, it's made its way inland, deep into the city, deep into Hackney. So in the middle of winter, especially with the reservoirs and the river actually frozen over, to come across a bird like this is truly exciting. It's a fine experience.
Mark Pearson is the community officer for London's Wildlife Trust. His feathered friend, a Siberian chiffchaff, is about 5,000 miles away from its home in Siberia. By the way, Siberia is the answer to our geo quiz.